Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed, and it's Thursday, which means it's Author of the Week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone, and we are talking with author Vince Everett Ellison. The book is Crime, Inc., How Democrats Employ Mafia and Gangster Tactics to Gain and Hold Power. I appreciate you being with us this morning, and oftentimes I start out with asking what made you decide to write the book, but if you would, tell us a little bit about yourself, because I think your background is one that may be of interest to folks.
Well, Rick, thank you so much for having me. Again, my name is Vince Everett Ellison, and I was born on a cotton plantation in Haywood County, Tennessee. My father was a sharecropper. He aspired and brought us out of poverty. And we started a gospel singing group called the, you know, Ellison Family, going around the country singing gospel music. And after that, I went to college at University of Memphis. And then I started working in a prison in South Carolina. Mm. And it was during the 90s when, you know, Clinton and Biden crime bill was locking up so many black men all over America. So when I asked the black intelligentsia what was going on, of course, they said evil, rich, white, conservative Republicans hated black people and were locking them up. Of course, me being naive, I said, well, really? And I went down into the black community, started a nonprofit. And when I got there, I saw something very interesting. I didn't see any evil, rich, white Republicans anywhere. Hmm. You see a unicorn or a leprechaun before you saw one. But I saw a lot of black Democrats making money after the chaos. And these three entities in particular were making a lot of money. The most black preachers, most black politicians, and most black civil rights workers. And I wrote my first book about them. I called them the Iron Triangle. And I disclosed that they were conduits between rich white liberals in Manhattan and Los Angeles and poor black people that lived in the ghettos. And these three entities, the black preacher, the black politician, and black civil rights worker, their main job was to make sure black people stayed poor, ignorant, and afraid and on the Democrat Party plantation. And so they would vote for the Democrat Party by hook or by crook. And they'd use any way to do it. They'd intimidate them, street money, ballot harvesting, souls to the polls. And they keep control of the black vote for the Democrat Party. So that was my first book, The Iron Triangle. Then Simon & Schuster called, and I wrote a book called 25 Lies, talking about the Democratic Party's most 25 damnable, seductive lies and how to refute them. That one was a bestseller. And then I did my documentary called Will You Go to Hell for Me? It told Christians that if you vote for the Democratic Party, a party that believes in castrating little boys, calling them little girls, abortion up to the ninth month, kicking God out of the public square. And as Christians, voting for that party will send your soul to hell. And so now I have my third book. It's called Crime, Inc. And I say that the Democratic Party is the evilest institution in the history of the world. That it's not just evil, it's also a criminal institution. And I describe how to use mafia and gangster tactics to gain and hold power. So that's what we're talking about today. My newest book, my newest work. It's called Crime, Inc. And your listeners can go on my website, VinceEEllison.com. VinceEEllison.com. You can look at my trailers. You can look at my books. You can buy everything there. You can read my blog, and it's very, 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 very entertaining. So go to VinceEEllison.com. Three E's in the middle, and check out what I have.
We watch. I think most of our listeners recognize what's been going on across the country, and we've heard so much about the crime in blue states versus red states, but I think there's been this evolved and more focused understanding. It's counties and cities, more of a division than it is in actual states. I mean, for example, Missouri, St. Louis, certainly one of the more dangerous areas of the country, despite the fact that we are a quote red state. But you got a county down there that is certainly blue, and we watch the crime, and we watch it continue to get worse, and we watch what is so predictable and gets predicted years in advance in terms of being soft on crime, and then there's the defund the police movement, and all of these things occur. And I suppose for a lot of people, it's easy to see it as the folks who are running things, they're moronic, or they just campaign on sort of these the rhetoric that they think is going to get them elected, and that's really their number one goal, not results. But you see, and this is what you write about, is a much more nefarious cause here, and I'd like for you to explain that, if you would.
Yeah, well, as you can see, they win. This is their template. It's a plantation. The more you demoralize the people, the more you humiliate the people, the more you get them addicted to government. You know, you tell them their old refrain is America's a racist country. You cannot do well here. You have to take what we give you. You're hated. You're despised. You need affirmative action. You need handouts because you're inferior. White supremacy, systemic racism. And they say this to these people all the time, and they have demoralized them. And the more people they can demoralize, the more that the more successful they are. And this is what criminals do. They go into the population and take advantage of people who are demoralized. That's why they loan sharking and drugs and prostitution, things like that. They go to a demoralized population and they take advantage of them. My first chapter in this book, I talk about how, just like the triads and the mafia and MS-13, that this faction of the Democratic Party is not American made. The pre-1960s Democrat Party was a cabal and a rabble of racist, ignorant Klansmen. But this group, after 1972, after the Civil Rights Movement, all the communists from the Civil Rights Movement took over the Democrat Party in 1972, and they made it into this sophisticated criminal organization. And that's when a lot of conservative whites left the Democratic Party. It wasn't because of the Civil Rights Movement. Now, the Civil Rights Movement had happened, and they were still there. They left because the Democratic Party became atheist. It became socialist through welfare, and it became anti-Christian. They started putting LGBTQ and abortion into it, and the Democrats and the white conservatives left it. It was the smartest thing they ever did, because if they had not left it, they'd be where black people are right now, at the bottom of every socioeconomic statistic here in America. So my first chapter talks about how the Civil Rights Movement was just a Marxist movement, and how after it was over, all those Marxists jumped to the Democrat Party and took it over. It's a great read. You need to get it and understand it, because most people don't understand this part of our history. It's been hidden. And so then I go into how the Democrat Party, like the mafia, makes their money off hits. So the mafia kills people, you know, Bugsy Siegel and you know, Murder, Inc. They made their money off killing people. Well, the Democrat Party does the same thing through Planned Parenthood. That's their Murder, Inc. The Democrat Party makes sure that Planned Parenthood gets over $500 million a year. Planned Parenthood goes out and kills children. They get between $10,000 and $60,000 every child that they kill. And then they give campaign contributions back to the Democrat Party. So they make money from killing children, from doing hits. They also use the unions. The mob use the unions for all types of money laundering and things like that. Democrat Party does the same thing. The Democrat Party makes sure that teachers get big raises. Teachers give their money to the unions. You give campaign contributions back to the Democrat Party, then the teachers go out, the teachers' unions go out and help the Democrat Party get elected. I talk about how they're like the cartels. The cartels have to bring their sex trafficking, their fentanyl trafficking over the southern border. They can get it through the southern border because the Democratic Party refuses to seal the border. So each one of these cartels have K Street lawyers in D.C. They pay these lawyers and these lobbyists. They go and they give money to the Democrat Party. And the Democrat Party will not send the National Guard down and seal that border. And this is why you have the sex trafficking, the human trafficking, and the fentanyl trafficking coming across that border. Because the Democratic Party is hand in glove with the cartel. So this is Crime, Inc. It goes, there are 12 chapters that explain how they're exactly like the mafia, the triads, MS-13, the Crips, and the Bloods. They groom children at an early age. The Crips and the Bloods and the mafia go into the streets, catch them early, bring them up, put them in the mob, put them in the Crips and the Bloods. The Democratic Party used the public educational system. They groom children to become sex objects, to become completely illiterate, so they have to depend on all these government programs to become violent. And so when they send out a violent child that's specially groomed, they cannot read or write, the child has to get on government programs, and they're tailor-made for the Democratic Party. They work hand in glove. They use the same tactics, whether or not you have to, you know, the mob made the Democrat Party or the Democrat Party made the mob. It does not matter. They are the same entity. And for anybody to vote for this party, you are putting a criminal organization at the head of the American government, and this is why we are having so many problems in this country right now. Go get Crime, Inc. Go to VinceEEllison.com. Three E's in the middle. VinceEEllison.com, or go to Amazon.com and buy this book. It'll rock your world.
We're talking with Vince Everett Ellison, author of The Week, the book again, Crime, Inc., How Democrats Employ Mafia and Gangster Tactics to Gain and Hold Power. Just a couple questions for you. One, I'm curious, this message clearly is not the message that the media, that pop culture, that the Democrat Party feeds to the black population in this country. Do you find when you are providing this truth, is there a significant degree of awakening? Is there much pushback in the black community? What is that reception?
They are very receptive. My movie, Will You Go to Hell for Me, was shown at a black church in Memphis, Tennessee, called World Overcomers. 12,500 member black church, the biggest black church in Memphis. Got a standing ovation at the end. Same movie was showed in Lynchburg, Virginia. They rented out a theater and showed it to about 1,000. It was about 90% white people there. It got a standing ovation there, too. Why? The movie proves that the goal of the Democratic Party is to make sure that black and white Christians are separated and that we're fighting each other. It tells the truth about Martin Luther King Jr., a truth that most black people and white people do not know. They didn't know, and people had their phones out checking all of this information because it is so true. They had to check it. They saw it was true. They saw that I was telling the truth when I said that he was, after the Montgomery bus boycott, he was recruited by Stanley Levinson. Yeah, the number one communist in America. Bayard Rustin, a black communist, introduced him to him. Stanley Levinson and Bayard Rustin, they were the ones that incorporated the SELC, Martin Luther King's organization. Two communists did. Jack O'Dell ran the SELC, handpicked by Stanley Levinson, who was also a communist. He bankrolled it out of Moscow. All this is fact. You can check it, and you'll see that it's true online. They found that Martin Luther King Jr. was the first recipient of the Margaret Sanger Award in 1966. Yeah, Margaret Sanger, who started the Negro Project and Planned Parenthood, specifically designed to kill black people. He was excommunicated out of the black church in 1961 for trying to turn the National Baptist Convention over to the Marxists and the communists and the civil rights movement. Killed a pastor on the floor in the process fighting in Kansas City in 1961, and he was subsequently kicked out of the black church, so he started his own religion. And he called it the Progressive National Baptist Convention. And black people thought he was a Baptist preacher. He was not. These are facts. Martin Luther King Jr. was responsible for the man in house clause and welfare. Yeah, when the man was kicked out of the house, it wasn't LBJ. It was MLK. All of this is in Crime, Inc., and all of this is in my documentary. And when people hear it, they don't get angry. They say, now I understand. Now I understand. This is why my writings are so important and they're so successful, and this is why I'm so dangerous. This is why they're trying to take me out, and I need all of my friends, all my conservative friends, to come to my aid, buy my products, and help me out. Because everybody says, why don't somebody do something? Why don't somebody say something? Why don't somebody get on TV? Well, I do something. I say something. I get on TV. And when they call you homophobes, when they call you racist, when they say you hate black people and you're white supremacists, I'm the one that comes to your defense. They say, no, they're not. Because if you're a Christian, as I am, you cannot believe that anybody is superior to you. You cannot be a victim. You cannot be oppressed. Why? Because I'm an heir of Jesus Christ. I cannot be oppressed. I cannot be a victim. So when they come up and start talking that stuff, I'm the one that defends all of my conservative brothers and sisters. When they call black people off the top, I'm the one that defends them. And I'm on the TV. I'm on the radio. I'm on podcasts. I'm writing every day, defending our point of view. And I need your help. So go to BenceEllison.com, please. Either stream or buy my video, or buy some of my books. It'll be greatly appreciated. It'll help me continue what I'm doing.
And then my final question, as we talk with our author, Vince Everett Ellison, again, the book, Crime, Inc., How Democrats Employ Mafia and Gangster Tactics to Gain and Hold Power. And you touched on it to some degree here about conservatives, and there are two political parties, and if people, when it comes to voting, black people in particular, I mean, they've voted overwhelmingly for this very party, this Crime, Inc. party. And while government isn't the answer to most of our problems, there is an alternative Republican or party, and that's the Republican Party. And in my observation has been largely one in which the Republican Party has just sort of kind of given up, thought, what's the point even trying to speak to the black community? Trump, I think, did it to some degree. I liked his approach, and that is, what do you have to lose, for Pete's sakes? And he treated them just like Americans as opposed to black Americans in a lot of ways. Is there an opportunity for the Republican Party? Are they failing here? What's your assessment there?
This is going to be done by Christian businessmen and women. It's not going to be done by the GOP because they benefit from it. Let me explain. Lee Atwater made a deal in 1992 with the black caucuses. He said, if you vote for our redistricting plan, we'll make sure that we never, ever compete in your district, ever, ever. And so the black caucuses always vote with the Republicans every 10 years when it comes to the redistricting, because the Republican Party makes sure they have their majority black districts. They make sure they have they multiply their ranks in the U.S. Congress. They multiply their ranks in the state houses, but never give them enough to take over the state houses. But they do guarantee their seats in perpetuity. Before this deal, the Democrats had held the House for 44 straight years. 44 straight. After this deal, since for the last 30 years, they've only held it for 8 years. And they have it right now. So this deal benefits the GOP. And these black caucus people go into the black community and they say the most horrible things about Republicans. And the Republican Party will not defend themselves in front of black people. So black people believe these things, and they make them believe that conservatives are the most racist, homophobic, most evil people walking the face of the earth. And the Republican Party does not defend us. So what do? We have to go in ourselves. So this is what I do. I don't ask their permission to write my books. I don't ask their permission to do my documentaries. I take my stuff and I take it straight to the people. And this is how it's being changed. It's not being changed because of the GOP. It's being changed because of people like you who will put me on your radio show. It's being changed by people like me who's willing to come on your radio show and talk, because people are going to hear this. They're going to try to censor us, but they can't. See, people are going to hear this, and even though your audience might be mostly white and conservative, white conservatives have black friends, and they're going to say, look at Vince Ellison. They're going to say, read Crime Inc. They're going to say, go to Vince Ellison's website. See, because what the Democrats are doing is what Adolf Hitler did when he said, we want to raise a generation of young people devoid of conscience, relentless, impervious, and cruel. And they've done that, in the ghettos. That's why you see the snatching grabs, and that's why you see the fighting, and why you see the violence. But I go back to my Bible when Cain was angry because God had rejected his offering. And God came to Cain and said, Cain, why are you angry? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if not, sin waits at the door to master you, but you must master it. That's the key to it, isn't it? If you do well, you will be accepted. Whether you be Jackie Robinson, whether you be Joe Lewis, whether you be Muhammad Ali, you'll do well in America. People will accept you if you do well. But these people on the left don't do well. They argue, they fight, envious, hatred. And we have to go around them and the people that benefit from it. So I tell your listeners, they walk up to you and say that you owe them some type of reparations or that you are responsible for their plight in life, you tell them this. You say, you're a slave looking for a master. I refuse to be your master. If you want a master, go to the other side, because the Democrats are masters looking for slaves. I'll help you exercise your freedom as a free man, because freedom is an unalienable right given to God, given by God. Cannot be taken away from you. If you want a good preacher, I'll help you find one. If you want a job, I'll help you get one. But short of that, if you come and try to take anything from me or hurt me or mine, I got two things that'll get you off of me. That's Jesus and my 38. You better not try me.
Our author of the week, Vince Everett Ellison, author of Crime Inc., How Democrats Employ Mafia, Gangster Tactics Again, and Hold Power. Thank you so much. Our author of the week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone, Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.